Aircheckdownloads.com.
It's Frankie Valli with Grease. We've got the Sweet and also Mark the Hoople coming up very shortly. And Diddy David, what a star. Gary Glitter, perhaps one of the biggest stars of the 70s.
Gary Glitter, yes. I think 1973 was his biggest year. And I remember at that particular time, I was doing some announcing at Reading Speedway. And I managed to talk Gary, who of course was the leader in the gang, I managed to talk him into making a free personal appearance and coming down to the Speedway track. So, I mean, to get Gary Glitter at that time, this really big star, as he still is now, of course. So he came down to Reading Speedway and he drove round the track in his Rolls Royce. And the crowd booed him, and I couldn't believe it. I mean, here's Gary Glitter, he's doing me a favour, turning up, he's doing the show for nothing. Why did the crowd boo him? So I asked the promoter after the meeting, and he said, well, what happened was the team lost, and they thought that he was an unlucky omen.
John Tilley on 97.6 and 102.8 FM.
Welcome to our party across the whole of Herefordshire and Worcestershire. This is Radio Wyvern. And old boy, Sean Tilley, great to be back. You've got to think of the biggest stars of the glam rock era of the 1970s, and then you might get an idea of the trio that we're playing right now. First of all, Gary Glitter, I'm the leader of the gang, I am. And then it was Sweet with Fox on the Run. Thank you for that little squeak over there. That's David Hamilton, my co-presenter for this afternoon. We'll be sort of getting through a few of our memories and a few of our hits between now and 4 o'clock and the Pepsi Network Chart Christmas Countdown. And to complete that trio, here comes Mark the Hoople. Forgot my six-string race. Nothing but the 70s Christmas special here, and we're having a great time, David, aren't we?
Well, this is actually the all-new Christmas special. There are some old Christmas specials, but in radio nowadays, you've got to have an all-new Christmas special.
This is the all-new Christmas special, yeah. And you're the all-new David Hamilton.
You're the all-new Sean Tilley.
Absolutely.
And I tell you what I think we ought to do. We ought to have a little bit of Reggie.
A little bit of Reggie? Yeah. What do you reckon?
I was thinking
like...
maybe Nicky Thomas. And what about Bob and Marcia?
Oh, yeah. A bit of a Reggie double.
Yeah, after the break, eh?
Christmas sensation!
The history of pop.
This is it.
Now without the crackle.
102.8 FM.
David Hamilton, Sean Tilley.
Yeah, and it's two songs from the golden year of 1970 on Radio Wyvern.
Living on free food tickets. Living in the love of common people. Smiles to the heart.
1970.
This is Radio Wyvern. Nicky Thomas and Bob and Marcia.
Well, that was Bob and Marcia, young, gifted and black. A bit like you, Sean. Well, you know, two out of three.
Yes, believe it or not, you get a nice tan in Scarborough this time of year. We've got Joe Walsh coming up and Life's Been Good. What a song.
Yeah, it's a nice sound, isn't it? And I think we should have a little bit of the Doobie Brothers too, because this is a record that means a very great deal to me.
Why is that?
Because I opened my program with this for many, many years when I was on that other radio one.
Oh, when they had listeners.
Yes, in the days when they had listeners. And it actually became my theme music. And I went to see the Doobie Brothers at the Rainbow in Finsbury Park in London, and they were a great band. So let's listen to the music with the Doobie Brothers.
It's Christmas Day, 1994. This is Radio Wyvern across the whole of Herefordshire and Worcestershire. I'm Sean Tilley with David Hamilton. Great to be back on the air here, and we have another great song coming up. 2 hours of non-stop 70s. What can I say? Some of the best music in the world. Oh, my word, there's somebody at the front door. Hold on a second. This is a rather big front door. Just bend it back here and see who's at the front door on our Christmas Day special. I don't believe who's here. I just don't believe it.
Sean Tilley.
Yeah.
Sean, Foxy here. Hope you're okay.
Right, the good doctor, Neil Fox. Neil, great to have you here. Now, I understand you have a bit of a sort of Christmas rhyme, as it were, for David and myself today. Is that
Christmas
right?
Day 1994 is when the Radio Wyvern and old boys get back together. Mm-hmm. Now, right now, it's Sean Tilley playing nothing but the 70s with a little help of one of my other colleagues, Diddy David Hamilton, and then it's my turn to crank up the nation's favorite Hot 40 songs.
Woo!
This is Dr. Fox, and you can hear the Pepsi Network chart and this year's Christmas number one live today at 4 with a Christmas countdown on Radio Wyvern.
Okay, thank you very much, Foxy. Have a party whistle on us. Nothing but the 70s. Sean Tilley and David Hamilton, Christmas Day until 4 o'clock here on Radio Wyvern. Joe Walsh and his Maserati does 185, and life's been good to him, it's been good to David, it's been good to me, and what I'm going to do next is I'm going to get next to you, David.
Well, you know, I didn't know you were like that. I mean, is that in the contract?
Well, it is for this show. I thought it'd be rather nice, you know, if I could just sort of get next to you with a bit of Beau Kirkland and Ruth Davis, and this was a hit in 1977, which, to be honest, let's be quite honest about it, you don't actually remember this one too well, do you?
Well, I will as soon as you play it, but I've got a suggestion for you. Why don't you get next to Beau, and I'll get next to Ruth.
Sounds as though I've got the rough end of the deal there, but never mind.
1977. Keep on doing
it. Well, that was Beau and Ruth there. Strange name for a man, isn't it, Beau?
Mm.
The only other Beau, well, there was Beau Brummel, of course. The only other one I can think of was Beau Peep.
Yeah, well, that was a very good film director, of course, as well. I call Beau Derek and his wife, John.
Yes. And Beau Bridges and his mother, Lloyd.
Well, listen, wherever
you're... So quite a few bows, weren't there, really?
There has been, really.
We've got quite a few strings to our bows.
Absolutely. When you think about it, there have been a lot of bows, a lot of famous bows. Yeah. And this is Beau Tilly and Beau Hamilton over there, and we're going to get stuck into the punk era now. And I suppose when you think about punk in the 70s, you have to think about that infamous conversation that happened on television between the Sex Pistols and Bill Grundy.
I was in the studios the other day that actually happened.
And what do you remember about that?
Well, I felt that Bill, you know, he did wind them up, and unfortunately, it virtually finished his career, which is rather sad, really, because he was actually a brilliant journalist and a very talented man. You know, unfortunately, I think he used to like a bit of a bevy before he went on the air, and I think he probably might have had one too many, and...
I think it's really good, actually, that you've got the punk wig up. On, you know, and I think that's...
This is just natural. That's just how I look. Do you remember Frank Ifield, you know?
I remember you.
Yeah.
That was the 60s, though,
wasn't it?
Well,
no, but there was a punk version of that called I Remember You, You Prat.
Well, who's Skids and Into the Valley? And the ironic thing is that Richard Jobson, who was the lead singer of Skids, is now a TV presenter. Okie dokie, this is Sean Tilly along with David Hamilton, and boy oh boy, we're just getting up to all kinds of naughty tricks and having a great time getting into the real festive flavour on our Nothing But the 70s special, Skids and Into the Valley. And David, of course, you remember the 3 degrees, well, you discovered them.
I actually discovered the 3 degrees, and I'll tell you how it happened. I was working on Sunday night at the London Palladium. I was doing the voiceover at the start of the show, and I used to go out and warm up the audience before the show began. And I was at rehearsals, and Clodagh Rogers was due to appear on the show, and she was taken ill, and in her place at very short notice they had three black girls who came on stage and sang a song called Year of Decision. And I thought, these are the new Supremes. And I went back and I told my producer, and we made Year of Decision a record of the week, and it went into the charts and did really well. And then the follow-up to that, we made that a record of the week as well. That was When Will I See You Again, which became a number one. It was a million seller. They went on to become Prince Charles's favourite group. Of course, the group has split up now. Sheila Ferguson, who was the lead singer, left, and
actress was
new girls. Yeah, but I thought, you know, for maybe 10 or 15 years, they really ruled on the cabaret circuit, and I thought they were great. I think which one should we play?
Should we play Year of Decision? Because that was the one that really sort of started it all off for them. And we'll follow it up with Soul City Walk, Archie Bell and the Trails, as we prepare to dish out a Philly double your way. Yes, a little bit of Philly with Tilly and Hamilton over there coming next, as our Nothing But the 70s party continues.
Bring the family racing on Boxing Day.
All hit weekend.
David Hamilton, Sean Tilly.
Christmas Day, 2 till 4. We are here, Hamilton and Tilly, Nothing But the 70s. Welcome to our party. Here comes a Philly double.
Sean Tilly on 954 and 1530 kilohertz AM.
The home of Radio Wyvern, Christmas Day 1994. And a belated thank you to you if you helped us out during our Snowball 1994 appeal. It's been a couple of years since I've seen a snowball here at Radio Wyvern in operation, but I understand that this year's appeal has just been so successful, and we thank you very much if you did help us out. So then, we're here till 4 o'clock, and then it's the Pepsi Network Chart Christmas Countdown here at Radio Wyvern with Arjun, another great 1970s hit. ABBA and Does Your Mother Know, and you, of course, went to the premiere of the ABBA movie, didn't you?
Yeah, I introduced them on Top of the Pops and had dinner with them once and went to the preview of ABBA the movie, yeah. And it's interesting, isn't it, because this ABBA thing is happening all over again.
Yeah, they're massive, aren't they?
probably a new generation to discover them, I would think.
And there's ABBA Mania, of course.
ABBA Mania, yeah. And Bjorn Again.
There's Diddy Mania now, of course, isn't
Diddy
there?
Diddy Mania.
There is an imposter going round claiming to be David Hamilton.
Is there?
He's sitting right here, actually.
Is that right? Would you like to know how I got the nickname, Diddy?
Go on.
It was actually given to me by Ken Dodd after he saw me in the show.
Yes, after playing for the Showbiz 11, no doubt, which you did for quite a time, didn't you?
Many years.
And all you guys
I joined them on a free transfer from Subutio.
You like to have a little bit of a laugh, though. You like to sort of rub each other up the wrong way, particularly in the shower, of course.
Yeah.
And tell me about do you still play in the Showbiz 11?
No, I don't play now. I hung my boots up a couple of years ago, but I did play in a lot of games up and down the country.
I bet you really miss it as well, don't you? Okay, this is our Nothing But the 70s Christmas special. How the Devil Are You? David Hamilton, Sean Tilley, two great songs from the glam rock era coming up next. We will play some Rocket and Mud, and then we'll dish out Metal Guru and T-Rex right after this.
Bring the Family Racing on Boxing Day.
Christmas Day on Wyvern.
David Hamilton, Sean Tilley.
Oh, yes, we're here until 4. That is the Pepsi Network Chart Christmas Countdown with Foxy. Here come T-Rex, Metal Guru.
Aircheckdownloads.com.